listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
On this, Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raised the rate 17 times, and Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Kramer.
From the first day we built Pinto, we measured it in our minds against the toughest competitor in the world, ourselves. We decided to invent the basic little economy car all over again. A car that would run and run and run and get lots of miles to the gallon and hardly ever see a repair shop. A car that would cost very little and would feel good on the road. The Ford Pinto was built 40 years after the Ford Model A, but we think it's got the same kind of toughness, dependability, and value. Because deep down, it's the same basic idea. And when you get back to basics, you get back to Ford. Pinto, two-door sedan or three-door runabout, at your Ford dealers.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. Got a great show for you this week. We're going to play a bunch of new music, a wide variety of music. It's the special Coachella episode, but we're not going to play any bands from Coachella. Yeah, it might as well be Two for Tuesday, but it's not Tuesday. Maybe it's mandatory Metallica Monday, but it's not Monday. But hey, we got a great show for you. We're on a bunch of iPhone apps that I plug every week. We're on Twitter that I plug every week. And we're just glad you're tuning in. And we're going to start the show off with a band out of Los Angeles. This is Waves.
You and I. And think of what we had, ambivalent and young, but probably just dumb. The truth is that it hurts. In the sky. We'll be right back.
All right, so when I was a youth in high school, I switched schools in between my freshman and sophomore year. And when I went to the new school, nobody knew me, and they thought I was a total narc. I was wearing, like, metal shirts and all that crap. And they just thought I was a fucking narc. So people would come up to me and go, "Dude, are you a narc?" So this song always cracked me up. This is Teenage Narc.
Teenage Narc 1.
All right, next I'm going to play a pretty poppy song. It's by a band called Cayucas. They're out of Santa Monica. I think that's how you pronounce it. But they kick ass. It's a great song with cheesy lyrics, like all good pop songs. Here you go.
Escape.
All right, next up we're going to play a band out of Chicago. They're a kick-ass band. They're kind of indie reggae band. They're called Wild Bell. Here you go.
Yo, ease up on coming out, man. That's a part of our big man, so. Hello? I don't need them. Gone! Hey folks, that's about it for this week's show. I want to thank you for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. We're going to close the show out with a band out of Brooklyn, New York. They're a bunch of tough guys. They're a new school punk band called Parquet Courts. And this is a great song with the truly deep lyrics called Stone and Starving. So hey, I want to remind you to download applications, follow us on Twitter, and all that nonsense, and we'll see you next time. See you.